Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and because this is the day that our God has graciously allowed us to see the sun rise in the east one more time, we are grateful to Him. We give thanks unto Him. We magnify Him. We exalt Him. For truly our God is good, and His mercy endures forever. I am Pastor Dowdy, and I welcome you to Lion of Judah Worship Center's online service, Praise the Living God. We are in transition, and by that I mean that we are on another broadcast system that we previously have not been on, and we are doing God's work, okay? We're going to leave it there. We're doing God's work, Praise the Living God. This morning, as we come together via cyberspace, the Lord gives us a worship scripture to bring us all on the same page. And our worship scripture this morning, we have two. It's taken from Philippians 4:4 and from Nehemiah 8:10. Before I share those, I must of necessity tell you how these two scriptures came into my spirit. I was awakened early last week, but prior to wakefulness, I was in the midst of a worship service that was most definitely divine. And the voice said to me, as in heaven, so in earth. Now we read, when we read Revelations and things, we read how they praise the Lord, how they worship the Lord. Some of our praise services are spirit-inspired and bring forth that manifestation of the presence of the living God. We are not able to share music at this point in time. That's our next step up. By the grace of God Almighty. Right now, we're getting all of our congregants ready. You know, we're in basic training, so to speak, and we are helping the saints of God to grow and to learn what belongs to us, who we are, what belongs to us, the authority that has been granted unto us in the name of Jesus. But anyway, as in heaven on earth, you know, when the Lord first raised up this ministry in 2008, one of the things that He stipulated was that the day would come when we would not have to physically lay hands on people, but during the worship service, healings would go forth. Why? Because God inhabits the praises of His people. God inhabits, in other words, the very presence of God Almighty, when we praise Him and when we worship Him. And you know, I'm going to get ahead of myself and say, you don't have to be in an official praise and worship service. Wherever you are, you can bring forth that presence, a mighty presence of God Almighty, as you lose yourself in the midst, thank you, Holy Spirit, in the midst of trauma and trial, and tribulation at all. You know what we should do? We should lift up a praise and begin to praise and magnify the Lord. As we praise Him, our praise opens the door. And as we praise Him, we evolve into worship. They're not the same. They're not the same. We praise Him for what He has done. We worship Him for who He is. When Solomon had completed the temple, and the singers and the musicians stood, and they said, "For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever." That was the only thing that they uttered. "For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever." And though that phrase brought forth the manifested presence, the Shekinah glory of the Lord Most High, to a degree that the musicians could not even stand and play. They were prostrate on the floor Praise the living God. So, as we share our co-scriptures from Philippians 4:4 and Nehemiah 8:10, and since I'm in Nehemiah, I'm going to start with Nehemiah 8:10. Praise the living God. Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Glory to the living God. And then we come to Philippians 4:4. Philippians 4:4 is direct, straight to the point, cuts through the chase. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. As I stated, you know, he cuts through the chase. Rejoice in the Lord. And he said, well, but Pastor, how can we rejoice in the Lord always in our hearts? You know, if you're tired, if you are not, quote unquote, feeling well, do you know when we begin to praise the Lord and to worship the Lord, it changes the entire environment in which we are in. You know, people that have the gift of worship or something and they're going through something, I'm like, all you've got to do is stop praising Him. All you've got to do is lose yourself in that praise and in that worship. If you can't move this and you can't move that, begin to praise Him. Begin to lift up His name because He made this and He made that. And when you begin to praise Him and His manifested presence comes into your area, you will forget all about, oh, I'm not supposed to move this. Oh, I'm not supposed to move that. Oh, Father God, we are grateful to You for this day. We thank You, O Lord our God, for Your goodness to us in the land of the living. We thank You, O Lord our God, that we have the privilege to open our mouths. And with our voices, as we lift our voices unto You, O Lord Most God, Most High, and magnify You and exalt You. For we say with our lips, because that we believe in our hearts that indeed You are good and Your mercy endureth forever. O Lord Most High, who liveth and reigneth, You are good and Your mercy endureth forever. Yes, Lord, we receive Your goodness to us in the land of the living. We receive strength, O Lord our God. We receive wisdom, O Lord our God. We receive divine health, O Lord our God. We receive all of our needs met, O Lord our God. We thank You that Your angels have charge over us and keep us in all of our ways. We thank You, O Lord our God, that no weapon formed against us shall will or can prosper, and that every tongue that rises in judgment against us, You have given us the authority to condemn those tongues, lock them up in solitary confinement, that the fruit of those tongues may not prosper against us. Thank You, O Lord our God. Thank You, O Lord our God. We magnify You. We exalt You, O Lord our God. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. This poor man cried. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and the Lord delivered him out of all his troubles. So this morning, whatever your troubles are, you know, begin to praise the Lord. Begin to magnify the Lord. Begin to thank Him for His goodness, that He has sent His word and healed you and delivered you from all your destructions. Not just heal, but deliver. Glory to the living God. Jesus said, the Father knoweth the things that you have need of. Therefore, come boldly before the throne of grace to seek help in time of need. So this morning, O Lord our God, every care, every worry that will attempt to intrude into our God presence, we lay them at the foot of the cross. Oh, we thank You. We thank You. We magnify You, O Lord our God. We thank You that even though we have petitions and supplications whose manifestation in the natural we have not yet witnessed, we have received them as having already been accomplished by faith in the name of Jesus and by Your word, where You said, when you pray, believe that you receive. And then You also said, in that day, before they call, I will hear them. And while they are yet speaking, the answer is on the way. So we thank you, O Lord our God, because we also heard you say in your word that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And when we know that you hear us, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of you. And so we can begin to dance and rejoice and to praise you and to magnify you, because we give thanks to you that no weapon shall, will, or can prosper against us. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, O Lord our God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, normally, the first Sunday of the month, we share our foundation scripture, we share what we believe, and we share our faith affirmation. We did not do that this month, February, and last week I had planned on doing it, but I didn't because I didn't have the phone that has those in front of me. But this week I do. And so before we get into the message, now, if you visit our blog site, www.lojwc.org, you will find these every week that are posted. But the Holy Spirit said people are not reading them. This is to let you know who we are. There are many voices out there crying in the wilderness, so to speak. Yeah. So when you're perusing and you're looking, you need to know some things. We're transparent. We don't have anything to hide. So what we believe is posted on our blog site. Our affirmation, our foundation scripture. You say, Pastor, what is the foundation scripture? We teach spiritual warfare to enable those who are called by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to walk in victory. Walk in the victory that he has already purchased. He has already secured. We're not trying to force him to do something that's against his will. It's a done deal. It's in the book. It has already been stamped with God's signet ring. So our foundation scripture is Mark 11:23. And Mark 11:23 says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says." We teach spiritual warfare. We cannot conduct spiritual warfare unless we have absolute, unconditional confidence in the living God. And we can't have confidence in the person of God, the Godhead, if we don't have confidence in his word. We can't allow isms to cause us to move from our allegiance to God and his word. You know, I hear people say, they've changed it. Well, when you believe that, you have just elevated they above he. One of the titles of God is El Elyon, the Most High. There's no one in his class. He's the one and only. There's nobody else up there. Satan, through deception, likes to pretend that he's up there and that he is as great as the Godhead and he can do anything that... Don't. That's a snare. That's a trap. That's a pitfall. Don't buy it. You will find that it is definitely fool's gold. He's not. God is the only entity in the universe that can lay claim to the title of El Elyon, the Most High. That means there's no one in his class. That means he says that he watches over his word to perform it. He watches over his word. Yes, there have been dramatical nuances to intensify or de-intensify some of the word of the living God. But God is greater than they. You see, those were done by men under the influence of the God of this world, not under the influence of the Holy Spirit. You got to know. You shall know the truth, and the truth that you know to set you free. But God is greater. And when we come to Him in sincerity, because we want to know what He has said and what belongs to us, you better believe He will let us know. So don't buy into that trap and that trick, because that's all it is a trap. You'll hear more about these traps and tricks that the Prince of Darkness uses to ensnare us and to keep us in bondage. He doesn't care how many emotions we go through, as long as there's an area from which He can conduct spiritual warfare, and he can blur our relationship with God, because that's an area where we're not quite sure. Okay? We're wondering. We're puzzled. God's Spirit lives on the inside of us. Wherefore should we wonder? Wherefore should we be puzzled? God's Word is in front of us. We can plant, and we should be planting that Word in our reborn spirits that it may bring forth fruit. When Jesus spoke of the four types of heart, unfortunately, only one heart type produced fruit, the fruit of the Word of the living God. Praise the living God. That was our foundation scripture. And we have that foundation scripture because we teach spiritual warfare. And then what it is that we believe. We believe in God the Father Almighty and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day He rose again, according to Scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, from whence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, who revealed Himself on the day of Pentecost. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit and their continuous operation in the body of Christ. And we believe in one holy, universal, and apostolic church. Amen. And because of the above, we make a faith confession. And our faith confession goes like this. It says, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I declare this body a sickness, disease-free zone. Every germ, virus, bacterium, etc., that touches this body dies instantly in the name of Jesus, who bore my sicknesses, carried my diseases, and by whose stripes I have been healed. Therefore, I command life unto every cell in this body. I receive healing for my emotions from every past embedded, hurtful, fearful memory. I speak active deliverance from the law of sin and death according to the finished works of Jesus the Christ, the anointed and His anointing. Praise the living God. Awesome, awesome, awesome. God is indeed good. His word is excellent. God and His word are one. You cannot have trust and confidence in the person of God and not have trust and confidence in His word. That word that He watches over. That word that is life. That word that is health and healing. Health and medicine, the word says. Keep it real. Health and medicine to all flesh. Health and medicine. You know, God has sent His word and healed my dogs and healed my cats. And God is awesome. God is mighty. And now I am going to ask Sister Hux if she would come and share our scripture reading for today. Our reading is based upon prayer. As I have stated prior, 2020 is a year of focus on prayer for Lion of Judah Worship Center. So we are once again teaching the basics of prayer, how to be heard in heaven. Because unfortunately, not every voice that is raised has an audience with the Father. It's unfortunate. And we are trying to help to bridge that gap. that when we open our mouths, we have prepared the way for our petitions, supplications, prayers, intercessions to travel all the way to the Most High Heaven. Praises, glory, honor, and thanksgiving. Sister Hux, would you please come forward?
Praise the Lord. Starting with Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who finds, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Matthew 21, verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Jeremiah 29, verse 12. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Isaiah 65, verse 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. Job chapter 22, verse 27. You will make your prayer to him, he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. And Isaiah 58, verse 9. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness. This is the word of the Lord.
Praises, glory, honor, and thanksgiving unto the living God. I'm going to say it again. The Lord is awesome. Yeah, we are blessed in that we're not serving an idol. We are not looking for someone to do for us what we believe is not God's will, but we still want it done anyway. So we look for someone else that will fill the gap. Okay? God is good. He really is. He's awesome. And part of his goodness is his desire to be in the midst of his peoples. That's why he redeemed us. Do you know God didn't have to redeem humanity? When man went astray and did his own thing, God could have literally washed his hands out of the whole affair and said, okay, that's it, you made your life, you know. But he didn't do that. He provided a way for humanity to come back to as many as believe and receive. Gave he them the ability to become sons and daughters of the living God. You see, the physical descendants of Abraham were servants of God because Jesus had not yet come and paid the penalty for the sin nature. But we're post-resurrection, so we are not servants of God. We are children of God. Bought, purchased by the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ the righteous. Died with him on the cross. But rose with him that glorious resurrection. Seated at the right hand of him in the heavens. Far above all power and principality. And every name that is named not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And that is the position from which we conduct spiritual warfare, seated at the right hand of majesty, far above all power and principality. We are not under circumstances, Church of the Living God. We are not old sinners saved by grace, Church of the Living God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation, something that never existed before. Humanity, having the Spirit of the Living God, active and operating on the inside of his spirit. A new creation. Oh, blessings, blessings. That's the love of God. And his spirit inside of our spirit is working to transform the spirit and the nature of our previous spiritual parent into the nature of God. He's that nature of Satan should be losing ground. should be losing ground, giving up territory as we allow. See, the Holy Spirit, God is a gentleman's gentleman. He doesn't ride roughhouse. He doesn't demand. He says. Because, you know, sometimes we get caught up in isms and we say, well, why did he put the tree in the garden if he didn't expect them to eat from it? Because he expected obedience, just as he expects obedience from us. Just as he will say to us, don't do that. Don't go there. Don't. He's not going to stand over us with a stick in his hand, yeah, or an AK-47 slung over his shoulders. We have choice. We have a choice. He said through Joshua, choose you this day whom you will serve. He said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Blessings, glory, honor, and thanksgiving be unto the Most High.